Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it.
Hello and happy Wednesday, friends. We got Love Batista on the line.
Hey, hey, what is good, beautiful people? Love Batista here. My phone was muted. real technical difficulties. You know, we're learning live in real time. I'm so happy to experience this Wild Ones Wednesday with you. And so a big salute out to all my wild ones out there. You know who you are on the front lines of your life, pushing and moving agendas forward that you know are in the highest good of all. And
I got to
sing
when you say that.
What's up?
Got to sing when you say that. Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh,
oh, shit.
Ooh.
Keep it going. We need the beat to drop right now. We got to put that
in. I can't hang with that, but I could. I don't think I did it justice, but that's cool.
I felt it, and I felt moving today. So today is a day of joy. Today is a day of abundance. Today is a celebration of what we do have. And I think it's just so meaningful because a lot of times, there's an understanding that you can't treat a turkey and a buffalo the way you can treat a chicken and a cow. Did you guys know that? I think I've shared this with you already, Betsy, right?
You have shared this with me, but basically the turkey is a wild version of the chicken and the buffalo is a wild version of a cow.
Yes. They remember they were here before the humans, you know what I'm saying? Like they were running wild.
Mm-hmm.
They have it in their DNA, wildness to be free. And just like I'll skip up earlier, that's what wildness happens on the ranges. You don't get to control things. You get to find the ability to be courageous enough to pivot with things as they're happening in real time. But yeah, you can't put a buffalo and a turkey in a cage on top of each other the way you can because they're wild at heart. And so they understand what life is really meant to be like, and they will not accept less. They will not play another game that is less than the one that their DNA, their cellular memory of their ancestors is beating to, saying, nah, you are meant for the open plains. You are meant to be rained on. You are meant to feel the hot. You are meant to roll in the mud. You know what I'm saying? And everything that comes around with being wild. Like, I've just been really praying in and realizing that peace is actually one of the highest things that we can reach for. Because peace is when God is in my life, when God is present, there's a calm that comes over me, no matter the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had that feeling? Have you ever had that experience, Beth?
Yes, I have. Yes.
So that peace, and that's a tangent. I don't want to get too sidetracked, but I'm just in the moment. I'm just flowing, and it's just like I feel like sometimes we're like bumbling between happiness and sadness, frustration and joy, and we're reaching for one and running from the other. And I feel like peace is anchoring us back to that middle ground where, like, everything's visiting us, and we're just being with what's visiting us. But we're not running from anything, and we're not running to anything. We're just being in the moment of it with gratitude and appreciation, and then figuring out how to make the best moves and learning from the moves that don't serve us as well as we thought they would, you know? And these all descriptions of the Wild One path, my wild ones out there listening, you know exactly what I'm speaking of. And so I just want to make a big salute. I feel like in my personal life, we were talking about giving permission, giving notice yesterday, you know? And I feel like when people are playing the game of Monopoly and they're in their mind, they're thinking, one day I'm going to live my dream, you know? Like, one day I'm going to do it when I have enough money, when I have enough security, when I have enough help, when I have enough this, when I have enough that, I'm going to do it. And they think in their mind that they, because they're thinking that way, they're honoring their dream. Like, to them, their dream doesn't feel on the shelf. It feels like on their mind. And every day they're really uncomfortable because they know they're not living their dream that day. Like, it's eating at them, but they're still choosing to put it in the future. And then here comes someone that's living their dream now, working for their dream now. And they want to judge that person by the way they're doing life with their dream on the shelf. It's almost like someone has a business and someone's dreaming of starting a business. And that person that's dreaming thinks they can understand what the person that's actually in the thick of business and all the howling things that come with it bring up in life. Does this make sense? What are
it
you
does.
Hearing
it's
from
like,
me today?
It's like Brene Brown's thing about getting in the ring. Like, you know, where, and she doesn't, well, she doesn't say it this way, but she's, you know, it's like being judged on the way you're fighting, being in the ring by the people in the stands.
And the people in the stands, the fans, they think they're in the ring. They're like in their mind. Like they think they understand. I think you posted something today or someone posted it. It's like karma, about karma. Like, until you experience what it felt like when you impacted a person's life positively or negatively onto your own self, will you ever really understand the gravity of the impact you have, right?
Yeah.
And so it's through personal experience. And so the people that have gone through shit, the people that are in the arena, they don't have time to judge another person because they have to keep their eyes on the arena. They're actually in the arena. My boy Damon Dash last night was like, yo, people in the arena, they don't have time to pick up and be like paying attention to other people's business. If someone has time to pay attention to your business, then they're not paying attention to their own. And then why are you paying attention to them paying attention to you? Like, that just lets you know that that is not, maybe not necessary. But we got to keep it sweet. And I'm learning because I'm sworn to sweetness. And this is not that I'm being unsweet, but I'm just on my own tender skin, folks. I'm not waiting till I arrive. I'm not planning to arrive anywhere. I'm planning to climb as long as there's breath in my lungs. And I'm just really coming to, it could be a lonely walk, this walk of one that's going against the grain in service of something beautiful for themselves and everyone around them, the whole world included. And so we here want to celebrate you. And so every Wednesdays, I want to find someone that cut the wind and didn't get their dues while they were alive or still aren't getting it. How many beautiful people did the good thing only to have them remembered when they passed away? Like, that anthem is stacked with courageous, hearty people. The sad thing about that is that even people that were not great people get loving eulogies. So it's not even like you get something special when you pass. Everybody gets something nice about them said, even if they weren't nice people. It's just what you do. You say nice things.
Well, because people are like, you can't speak ill of
the dead. Like, man. Like, okay, that's, we'll bring that up again.
Yeah, you need to sweetness, friend.
Sworn to sweetness. I'm sworn to sweetness. I've removed the leash and I've taken on an oath. So I'm sworn to sweetness.
Okay.
No, but is that sour? Is reality, like, reality could be sour, but me speaking of it, does that, like, the sweetness is in the lesson sometimes, and I'm learning the edge. And but thank you for calling. Let's dance with it. I'm learning people that I really want to live in the land of the sweet. And the point is, for those that are walking the walk without acknowledgement would actually get the opposite. They're doing something righteous. They're doing something well-intentioned, and they're not receiving that feedback and support from their community while on mission, which would actually support them. They're actually often dealing with the opposite, criticisms and other things. So I want to bring back one man that did something great today and bring it up into their awareness, raise him up. I wish I could have done it while he was breathing. I'm going to butcher his name because butchering names is what I do. But he is an Indian man from India, and his name was Dasaras Manji, and he was called the Crazy Mountain Man in his day because his wife, they lived in a little town, and there was a big mountain in between them and the nearest larger town where all the medicine was, the stores were. And so people would get injured walking 70 kilometers around the mountain. And sometimes people did, what's that?
I said, wow.
Yeah, 70 kilometers around the mountain. So one day his wife was traveling and she slipped and fell and hurt herself severely walking this mountain. So this gentleman sold the family's 3 goats, which was the only wealth they had, and bought a chisel and a hammer. And he went to work building a path through the mountain. It took him 22 years to build it. He would go wake up in the morning and work on other people's lands to be able to feed his family. And then he'd spend the afternoon through the night cutting his way through the mountain. He was considered the Crazy Mountain Man. So as he's cutting the path with all of his might by hand, each evening and day, he returns home to be called the Crazy Mountain Man by his own family, by his own small community, while he is toiling to give them access to medicine, to food, to the things that they need to enrich all of their lives. I want to take a deep breath for anyone that's in that position right now, anyone that's cutting the path for liberation, fulfillment, easier access to food, to water, to medicine, to understanding, to wisdom, and that you're actually being ridiculed along the way. Like we all have a cross to bear. And then the people around us adding and stepping in with us and carrying it with us, and us carrying theirs with them, or are they standing on the sideline throwing things and ridiculing as we take that walk? So I just want to lift up, man, this is so bad. So my love, right? You're with me. Mm-hmm. And you know I'm learning right now. I'm in this walk right now. So maybe the sworn to sweetness is I haven't found the sweetness in this yet, you know? There's still a part of me that wants to scream at the stands. Are you not entertained? Start throwing things. You know what I'm saying? Running up in the stands. Mm. Like there's still a part of me that is like so compressed with like what would happen if we stopped judging and started helping. Like it would take the same energy to bring someone down as to lift them up with your words. Same amount of energy. It could take the same amount of energy to research, you know, into someone's life to think about how to support them, to look up and be like, wow, what could add to this person? You know what I'm saying? What can I do to lift them up? So 22 years, he did it. He did it. He turned a 70-kilometer dangerous walk into a 1-kilometer walk right through the mountains, 30 feet wide, 25 feet high is what this man did, creating his own system of wood burning and water to open up the rock to make his work easier. 22 years and passed away as the Crazy Mountain Man. So this is a wild one in my heart, you know? Like that is a buffalo spirit that for 22 years gives the most precious thing you have, time, for the most precious thing you have, the people you love. The more you love, the bigger that circle grows, you know? to do mm-hmm. something that may make no sense to anyone else around you, but inside you is a truth that you're willing to trade it all for. And the sweetness of this message today is, if that's you, we want to envelop you with so much love, and not just with words, with support. We want to know what you're up to and what you need. In Star Wars, they say, the other team wins by making us feel like we're alone. We are not alone. We are here in the billions. We are getting focused. We are aligning. And if people, the righteous ones, knew what you were up to, they would come to your heed. They would come for your support. And I know you would come for theirs. And so that's why here, more than words, into action, goodness in action, global initiatives. Tell us your story. Any wild ones in your community that are cutting a path that deserve to be recognized, deserve to be lifted up? Anyone in your community cutting a path that could use sharper tools, can use assistance, can use more hands, more spirit, whatever it is, please. Sometimes it's as easy as writing a description in the YouTube video of a name and the works, and we'll do the research. We'll look them up, you know?
Yeah.
We'll check it out. You know, like, I know we're busy. So this is the prayer, the wild ones. This is our first wild ones. I'm hoping to get more people sharing wild ones. So we have someone beautiful to share with every Wednesday. Until then, I'll keep looking it up and seeing what that Google shares with me. What do you feel, Beth? What did you hear from this message today?
I think it's important because, because as you know, I work with human design, so sometimes that's the context I think in. Can I share something that's coming to me that's related to what you're saying?
You're asking permission on the wild ones?
Okay, I'm giving notice. I'm sharing something.
Oh, okay.
So
that's how it looks. That's how it looks.
Sometimes it's a reflex to ask permission. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Good catch. Talk to us. What you got?
So, it's interesting because in human design, we talk about three different types of circuitry, which is basically three different types of energy modalities that are all related to human evolution. So, and one of them is called individual circuitry. People with a lot of individual circuitry are people who are here to be different. They see the world differently. They see what's possible differently. And they have to be that way because that's how they're here to change things. They're here. It's mutative energy. It's energy that literally evolves humanity forward. And the other two types of energy are called collective energy and tribal energy. So those energies are also important. Like tribal energy is all about the well-being of the tribe, of the people. Like a lot of times they'll take something that if they see value in it that the individual people create, and they'll bring it back to the tribe, be like, oh, this is good for everyone. And then the collective energies kind of make the bigger systems and regulations to make sure that we integrate the mutation safely, right? But sometimes those collective energies and those tribal energies, especially if they're like, oh, I'm looking out for the well-being of whomever, like that's dangerous, that's different, that's whatever, can not know what to do with people who are different or the mutility, you know, it's like if people aren't ready for it, if people can't see the value in it, it's like the guy who took 2 years to cut a path through the mountain, like people are like, you're crazy. And then once the path is there, they're like, oh, this is fantastic, you know, but they didn't, because they can now see how it impacts and improves the well-being of all, but they couldn't see it before it was done. And I think there is an inherent kind of a pain that can be built into that individual nature of like coming here to be different, coming here to cut the wind, coming here to be the one that cuts the path to the mountain, of still longing to belong and longing to be accepted and knowing that that's your path to forge, you know? And so anyway, I think sometimes there's also an essence of wanting that space to be alone and like do your thing. But I think there's such an amazing, I just love what you're saying about remembering you're not alone, remembering that there are other people out there who are also cutting the wind in their own way, right? Like evolving things forward in the way, in the calling that's on their heart. And and I think sometimes it also helps people to just remember that there's a value in that mission, that even if people don't always understand it, it's like you're just ahead of them a little bit. You see down the road more than they do, right? And if there's a way to not take it personally, and I think sometimes the community piece can do that, right? Like if you have people who do understand, or the one we've been talking about, You Matter, like sometimes having just one person who understands, who sees the value in it, who can encourage you along the way of like, you're not crazy to cut this road through a mountain, you know, can make all the difference. Yeah. So I just think this is a really valuable message, because I think a lot of people in this time, in this world, are looking around like right now, like, this is not working, but not everybody knows what to do. And I think that, like you say, You Matter, everybody has a piece of the vision. And I think that, like everyone, there's no one who's born. I've never seen anyone whose human design includes no individual circuitry. Like, we all have some of this within us.
Really?
Right? If we're willing. Okay. Yeah. It's just there are some people who have more than others. Like, some people are, like, dominantly individual in nature. Yeah. Like, they're dominantly evolutionary, revolutionary people, whereas some people have more of, like, that tribal or collective energy. And so they bend. It just influences how we kind of bend personality, right? And we need all of it.
Yeah.
And I think we forget that sometimes. Like, if all of the individual mutative people were out just, like, making these wild, crazy evolutions all the time, it would get out of control and we'd fall off a cliff, right? Like, we need the collective people to pull it back and be like, okay, let's, like, make sure this is safe. Let's, you know, like, we need the balance. We need the balance of the energies, that when we reject one side or the other entirely, and we don't see the value in all the pieces, you know, we need them all. So anyway, I just love this idea of honoring that individual mutative nature of finding our people who get it and can encourage and support us along the way. It's important.
Yeah, that is the focal. And I'm glad the way you spoke that, because once again, we're not trying to put anything down, but I am trying to lift something up, you know, like to lift something up doesn't mean you push something else down. And I think that's the way the listening is sometimes, you know? And so I love the way you rounded that, of like the importance of all three, you know? And for me, I believe that the ones that the individuality, how do you call them again? With that, a lot of that in their design?
When they have a lot of individual energy?
Oh, just individual energy. The people with a lot of individual energy, I believe those are the ones that these times are called for. And I believe with technology, when it was just one man with a hammer and a shovel in a mountain in some remote place in India, now that man can be on FaceTime. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talking with a dude in Nebraska, you know what I'm saying, in a mind, being like, oh, here's a way to get that mountain done in 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's a way to expedite that process. So, like, we can now connect while still staying in our individual lanes. That's what the Omega community that we're creating right now is all about. Stay in your lane, but get connected. And I call myself the people's preacher, because I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to the ones of me, the buffaloes and the turkeys out there. We cannot turn it off. The wild is calling us. You know what I'm saying? The healing is calling us. Seeing everyone in a better state than the world the way we found it is calling us forward. And if we have to walk that walk, then why not walk it together and lift each other up? And you know, when you walk by a church and that choir is singing, I don't care who you believe in or how you call God, you want to figure out what's happening there, you know? Like, what is going on in there? Like, part of your spirit just feels that celebration energy. And that's what we're wanting to create here, Wake Up With Love, a celebration energy. Because like you and I, Beth, you being the bridge, you may not have as much individual energy as me, But you have a such an important piece that you bring to me and I to you to create balance.
Yeah.
You know? So
definitely.
Let's have the choir start singing. That will call the first, second, third pews up. They'll join the song, and maybe we'll create a tidal wave of transformation, you know, where we create that balance for each person. Even the people that are reserved feel appreciated for their reservedness. And the people that are cutting the edge feels appreciated for their cutting. And the people in the middle, you know, tending to that feel appreciated for the roles they play. Well, each of us will be able to do so much. We'll be able to do so much more in our perspective role if there was just more appreciation, understanding of the role, how they work, and more support and love given.
Totally, and that's why I think it's so valuable to understand people and where their gifts lie and what's in their nature. You know, so that we can say, "Oh, that's your gift. That's your role. That's your jam." Like, I'm going to defer to you on those things instead of trying to block you or stop you because it doesn't align with what I'm here to do, you know?
Yes. Oh my God. If we could like reduce this idea of
honor each other,
you know, we just honor each other. Like we're all on the same green earth, you know, we're all evil. We're all equal. We just succeed in different areas and in different ways, but each one of us is in some way. And some ways are collectively honored and other ones are not yet, you know? But that doesn't mean they're not valuable. And so, this is like, that is the energy of the new wave. And we're definitely on it. And so human design, folks, is such a powerful system. The quantum alignment system is such a powerful thing. If you haven't heard of it, I really, how do they find more of that, Beth, if they're like wanting to see, like, if their energy is more liberal or... Yeah.
Is more what?
An individual or more.
How
could a person find out more? Like, where do they go?
Yeah. If you go to my website, you can learn a little bit more about it. Human design is essentially a personality assessment tool. It essentially gives you a blueprint for how your energy is designed to function, your energy needs, how you're designed to make decisions, interact in relationships. I'm really moved by it. It combines like five different esoteric systems. And it's like the most accurate system that I've ever worked with. And so I use it as a coaching tool. And then I also integrate EFT with that to support people in moving through stuck beliefs, stuck patterns, stuck narratives about who they are and who they aren't to more align with the true authentic self of who they are and move through any trauma or inauthentic stories that are keeping them from living their purpose and living out their fullest potential. So that's the highlight.
Beautiful. And then it's BetsyBatista.com?
BetsyBatista.com.
All right. Yeah, if you're moved by that, check it out. Folks, if you're moved by the Omega conversation, people that are orientated towards a world that serves everyone, I call it heaven on earth. But it's just a world that works for everyone in layman terms, and just like they're just orientated to more and. They're orientated to collaboration, orientated to lifting each other up. We're a group of conscious men who are ready to lead the liberation and really support and lift each other up as we're on that high walk to liberation, personal liberation, collective liberation, that is a ripple that we drop that will feed all beings. There's always work to be done. So we honor the breath in your lungs. We're so thankful that you paid attention to us this beautiful day. We pray that you have something of meaning that helps you be more you today, because we are hungry for you. We are thirsty for you. If you understand like how much we need you, the authentic, alive, take no shits, you know, full out, giving notice you. Yes, and yes, we lift you up. All right, beautiful folks.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that, my co-host, Betsy Batista, for holding it down today and allowing me to go off and walking with me on it. Appreciate the space you hold. And yeah, that's it for today. Thank you for waking up with love.
Go be a wild one.
Aho. Bye.
Bye.
All right, beautiful people. Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.